heading back to Dixie. That's where I long to be. Where the cotton grows and the Suwannee flows, that's home sweet home to me. Where they meet you and they greet you with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. On the Dixie Cannonball, on the Dixie Cannonball. Just listen to the whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. On the Dixie Cannonball, on the Dixie Cannonball. Just listen to the whistle, it'll thrill you one and all. And I know there's someone waiting with a great big how you all. Well, shut my mouth, I'm heading south on the Dixie Cannonball. Thank you very, very much. Anytime you're feeling low, anytime you're feeling blue, anytime you feel downhearted, that will prove your love for me is true. Anytime you're thinking about me, that's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime time I'll come back home to you.
Guess what?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea. What?
You know that there correspondence course that Buttram's been taking on how to become a millionaire?
Yeah.
He is now selling stocks and bonds.
Oh, no.
Hey, shh, quiet. Here he comes now.
Well, howdy, boys. Anybody seen a Wall Street Journal around here this morning?
Look, J.P. Buttram, why don't you cut out all this nonsense?
Nonsense? What nonsense?
You know darn well what nonsense I mean.
Oh, come now, my good man. Do you consider it nonsense to allow your capital backwash in the form of common and preferred amalgamated to abscond at the oleo margin of 10% per annum?
What in the world is annum? Will you tell me that, Buttram?
Annum? Don't tell me you're so ignorant that you don't even know what an annum is.
I not only don't know what it is, I don't even know when it is.
Oh, fine thing. I can see right now I'm going to have to start with scratch from you.
Yeah, this I've got to hear. So start scratching, bud.
Okay. Now then, to begin with, according to the calendar, there is 5 seasons in the fiscal year. There's summer, fall, winter, spring, and annum.
Yeah. Annum comes after spring, huh?
Right. You see, Johnny, in the fall of the year, the leaves fall. In the winter, the snow falls. In the spring, the rain falls. And in the annum, dividends fall.
Any questions?
Never mind him. No, he's just jealous. Now, all you got to do is... by the way, not that it matters, but how much money you got on you?
Well, let's see. In the neighborhood of about $50, I'd say.
That's a nice neighborhood. Not hoity, understand, but toity. Now, look, just sign this here partnership agreement right here. Then give me the $50. I'll give you the stock, and everything will be copacetic.
What you said, Bob?
Look, I ain't worried about it being copacetic. Is it legal?
Of course it's legal. We both live in the same community, don't we?
Yeah, but...
Well, so this comes under the community property law.
Well, sounds reasonable. Give me a pen.
There you are. Go ahead.
You're making a big mistake, Bond.
Too late. Here's your receipt right here.
Good. Here's your $50.
Well, thank you. What do you know? This puts me in a higher income bracket than I ever been in before.
What bracket is that?
The $50 bracket.
Sword and shield down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. 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 Ain't gonna study.
Thinking the other day, most of us take the necessities of life pretty much for granted. For instance, did you ever stop to imagine what we'd do if it weren't for just one little thing like, oh, say, electricity? Why, the whole heart and nerve center of our nation would stop. Not only in our homes, but on our factories, mines, transportation systems as well. At any rate, it all reminded me of something that happened right here in our part of the country not too long ago. The air had started out hot and dry, and by summer the sun had baked the range into a hard gray crust of earth. The water holes and streams had all dried up one by one, and the few other sources we had were fast giving out. Well, sir, what electricity is to a big city, water is to us out here in the range country. Without it, we're helpless. Anyway, that was the situation that faced every rancher within 200-mile radius of my place One mid-July day that I'll never forget.
So, boys, that's it. Either we go on being stubborn and starve to death, as well as losing our cattle, or we pay Steve Larkin, a guy none of us like, $1 a head to water our stock till we get some rain. Lord only knows when that'll be.
Mind if I say something, Jim?
Go right ahead, Jane. That's what this meeting's for.
Thank you. Look, I don't know how the rest of you boys stack up, but unless my cattle get water within the next 2 or 3 days, they'll start dropping off like flies. Okay, then as I see it, there's only one thing we can do. No matter what we think of Steve Larkin personally, we can't commit murder. And boys, that's just what it amounts to if we don't get our stock to water soon.
Well, men, what do you say? Shall we vote on it and let the majority rule? Okay, those in favor say yes. Those that ain't in favor say no. Well, guess that settles it. We start for Larkin's place at sunup tomorrow morning.
Steve Larkin's ranch was located at the far end of Eagle Canyon, about 20 miles distance from Melody Ranch. We got there shortly before sundown, and just as Larkin had said, he had plenty of water. It was flowing through what I'd always thought was a dry fork in Green Creek. Anyway, as soon as the cattle smelled it, there was no holding them back. Matter of fact, it was almost a stampede. And that's when I got an idea. During the confusion, I sent Johnny Bond off to take a look around. He got back just as Larkin had finished counting Jim Thomas's herd.
Hey, Gene, guess what?
Oh, hi, Johnny. What'd you find out, anything?
Just what you thought I'd find out. There's a dam across Green Creek just below the dry fork.
Wait a minute. Did you say a dam, Johnny?
Dam's the only thing it could be, Jim. Green Creek's never run dry before. And I know Larkin's never had this much water on his ranch before.
Well, in that case, why don't we call him over here? I'd like to ask him a couple of questions.
It's okay with me. I'd like to hear what he has to say myself.
Hey, Larkin!
We're right with you, boys.
You know something? I wouldn't trust that guy as far as I
can. Johnny, quiet. Here he comes.
Okay, man. What can I do for you?
Is it true you got a dam across Green Creek?
Of course I have. What about it?
Well, you know darn well what about it. That's where every rancher in this section gets his water for his cattle.
So what? You still do. Only now you're paying for it.
But that's against the law.
I know it ain't, Thomas. It's all nice and legal. Green Creek runs through my property. I got a right to do what I want with it.
None of us has the right to do anything that interferes with the collective rights of others, Larkin.
Yeah, Audrey, what'll you bet? In the meantime, if you want to use my water, you pay for it. What's more, I got plenty of men to back me up. Now, if you don't mind, I got work to do.
Why, that dirty double-crossing...
Now, take it easy, Jim. You can have your day with him later. Besides, there's more than one way to skin a skunk. Let's concentrate on finding that way for now. And concentrate I did. I knew there had to be a hole in Larkin's operation somewhere, but knowing it and proving it were two different things. In the meantime, though, the tension and resentment from the other men had grown to such a point that I was forced to call a meeting one night, if only to keep them from taking things in their own hands.
I still say we got guns. Why don't we use them?
Wait a minute, man. I just want to say one thing. If you so much as fire one single shot with the intent to kill or injure anyone, you're just as much outside the law as Larkin.
But, Gene, Larkin claims he ain't outside the law.
I know that's what he says, Charlie, but I also know something else.
Yeah, what?
Just this.
Yeah, what?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, I think we as property owners have the right to this water under the federal law of custom and use.
That all sounds good, Gene. But how are you going to prove it?
By checking with the State Water Control Commission, Jim. Just as soon as I can.
Yeah, but what about the money we've paid them?
Yeah. Oh, don't worry about that now, Charlie. If this dam's illegal, Larkin will have to refund every penny that we gave him.
Well, boys, what do you say? Gene's idea ain't foolproof, but it sure beats running the risk of having us all thrown in jail.
Okay, I'll second that, but on one condition. If his plan don't work within 48 hours, we start taking the law into our own hands.
3 p.m. Wednesday afternoon, which meant I had until the same time Friday to come up with the right answer. The trip to Center City took Champ and me all that night and the better part of Thursday morning, even though we used every shortcut in the book. When I got there, all I could do was hope that my hunch had been worth the trip.
Howdy.
Yes, sir. Something I can do for you?
I sure hope so. Have you got a map showing the Starr County water rights?
Yes, sir. Right here in this book. What particular section are you concerned with?
Southeast corner. Eagle Canyon Pass.
Yeah, right. Let's see now. Eagle Canyon Pass. Yes, here it is, section 46B.
Oh, good. Just as I thought. Tell me, how recent is this particular terrain survey?
Well, by law, it can't be over 6 months. Why?
That's all I want to know. Who's in charge of this office?
Mr. Franklin. I'm afraid he's busy right at the moment.
Then unbusy him right away. Tell him I got to see him. Tell him it's a matter of life and death. Later, after talking to Mr. Franklin, I started the long trip back. In my pocket was all the proof I needed. Not only to get every rancher's money back, but to send Larkin to jail as well. There was just one thing I hadn't counted on. 10 miles from Eagle Canyon Pass, there had been a landslide, and the trail was blocked solid, which meant going almost 8 miles out of my way. Well, sir, all I can say is this. Thank goodness I had Champ. No other horse in the world could have made it. And believe me, we just did with 15 minutes to spare. Oh, boy.
Hey, Gene. Gene.
Yeah?
Boy, am I glad you're back.
Why? What's the matter?
Jim Thomas and the rest of the boys all figured you wasn't coming, so they going up to the dam to get Larkin, and they're all carrying guns.
Quick, Johnny. Get up here with me and start praying that we get there in time to stop them.
Come on, jump up, boy.
Minutes later, as we rode into Eagle Pass Canyon, we saw two groups of men facing each other. Larkin's gang on one side, Jim Thomas and the ranchers on the other. Both had their guns drawn, ready for action. There was only one thing I could do. Head for the middle and hope.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Get out of here, Audrey! I don't want to get killed!
Quiet.
Be quiet now, man. Now listen. Listen to me, all of you.
Larkin, I'll give you just 10 minutes to blow up that dam. Or I'll call the state water control men to investigate this whole dirty, rotten mess.
That sounds good, Audrey. But tell me, what are they going to investigate?
You, Larkin. When you built that dam, you diverted the water in Green Creek into another watershed. And that's against the law.
So what? I can do what I want with my own water.
Not in this state you can't. Nobody can take all the surface water. And only a guy like you would try.
Well, you can't bluff me, Audrey.
I'm not bluffing, Larkin. You'll see right now. Hey, Johnny.
Yeah?
If your detonator's set, get ready to blow up my dam.
Hey, what is this? What do you mean, Yorker?
Just what I said, Larkin. The state land office just leased me this land.
What are you talking about? They can't do that. That's my land.
Not anymore, it isn't. Your dam was just where I thought it was, below the fork. But you forgot one thing. Rivers sometimes change their course. During the flood this spring, Green Creek moved on to state land.
Why, you dirty...
Drop it, Larkin. Next time I won't miss. Okay, Johnny, let her go. Well, believe me, it was a wonderful sight to see the way that water rushed down into that creek bed again. In fact, it was almost as if the whole valley had been given a rebirth. Yes, sir? It's just like I said before. We all take the necessities of life pretty much for granted. Matter of fact, when you stop to think about it, we take the beauties of life pretty much for granted, too. Like, for instance, the wonders of nature described in this song. When evening chores are over at our ranch house on the plains, and all I've got to do is lay around, I saddle up my pony and ride off down the trail.
to watch the desert sun go down. Riding down the canyon to watch the sun go down. A picture that no artist there could paint.
That's just about the last of the gravy in the frying pan for this Smelody Ranch steak fry. But along about this same time, and over these same radio stations, yours truly and all the gang will be right back again with a brand new batch of the same. And now this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again.
If you'd come back to me, every single cloud would disappear. I'd wear a smile if you were here. So baby, won't you hurry, 'cause I miss you so. And it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Remember the night you told me our love would always be. I wouldn't be blue and lonely if you'd come back to me. Every single cloud would disappear. I'd wear a smile if you were here. So baby, won't you hurry, 'cause I miss you so. And it's raining teardrops from my eyes.
Thank you. friends and neighbors, and welcome once more to Melody Ranch. I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought